W-Mobile.
WTU, JKT.
Great. Good to hear you. How's the back?
Not better. I drove into the office one day last week. I guess you were on vacation, but yeah, it was too soon last week, but I'm trying to get this morning to see how I do. My biggest problem in the office is all the doors are really heavy, and it takes more force to open and close them than I'm allowed to push and pull right now. I'm in a 10-pound limit at the moment, so I'm going to go in, and facilities is going to reduce the strength on some of the doors I need to use. So hopefully that works out for me today.
If that's the only problem you're having, that's a good thing.
An hour and a half isn't exactly great either, so I've gotten out once already to stretch a little bit, and I'm going to probably stop here down around Woodruff area to try to stretch again and you know, loosen it up a little bit, because sitting in, it's, you know, the seat presses on the surgical area, and it just makes it really uncomfortable after a while.
Sitting in the car when your health is good takes a toll on you, right?
So how was your vacation?
It's the 4th of July down there in St. Augustine, and they put on a really good display and everything. We really enjoyed it.
A whole lot of nothing over the weekend. We made, we stocked up on some meat to do Italian beef and pot roast and whatever else, and we just spent the weekend playing games and watching movies and stuff and just hanging out at home, babysitting the dogs, you know, because the dogs don't like the fireworks, so... We usually just stay home and then take care of stuff at home.
Fortunately, most of the fireworks were downtown, so the dogs were back at the campground, so they did pretty well. Must not have been too bad, because my dog wasn't real scared when we got back.
We're terrified of thunder and fireworks, and we have a neighbor across the street who just really likes to explode things, so he was definitely shaking and, you know, looking for attention and stuff. So we took care of him. And I spent the week, you know, I've been working at home mostly. So I spent some time. I got Winlink set up at home and got my VAR modem and stuff like that set up, and been playing with that last couple weeks. It's been pretty fun.
So you got in some radio time.
Good radio time in lately. So that's a good thing.
Take a radio with me going down there.
Nothing to do.
Man, it was, traffic was terrible headed down there, especially on 95. It's just, you know, one of the things where everybody tailgates until the traffic just stops.
Happened a few weeks ago. It was, you know, we went down on a weeknight. We were leaving on Friday afternoon, and when we were leaving Charleston, the road coming into Charleston, I forget what it's like, 17 or something, it was backed up for 20 miles on Friday afternoon, just people coming into Charleston.
Right. Way coming back, I took 16 out of Savannah and cut through the country, because I didn't need to come back to Greer. I need to drop the grandson off in Anderson, so we kind of cut through the country back towards Anderson.
Cut off of 95. Not 95, 26, just outside of Charleston, and we took back roads all the way home, and it was a really nice day. We found a place, I forget what little town it was, but there's a little town in North Carolina somewhere along the way that it's a hot dog place, and the guy makes a really good, authentic Chicago-style hot dog. It was amazing. We saw it on the internet, like, well, we have to stop there, and sure enough, you know, Courtney was like, this is Chicago all the way. And they did another one, like a Brooklyn-style. Of course, I grew up in New York City, so, of course, you know, that was totally legit, Brooklyn-style hot dog, and it was, you know, it was really good. So, you know, you get off on the back roads, and you never know what you're going to find, and, you know, a lot of the times you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW. Good
morning, JKT.
In there.
Did I double with him?
Beginning of your transmission, I heard him come in there.
But we'll give a good space between our transmissions for him to get in here if he can try. But yeah, one other thing we did over the weekend, we learned how to make really, really good sandwich hoagie rolls. Found a couple recipes on the internet, and with the right flour, we made some really nice sandwich rolls for our Italian beef. So we've gotten into making bread at home, and doing all kinds of things to try to, you know, cut our grocery costs, because, you know, bread is one of the most expensive things you can buy in the grocery store, and with just a little bit of flour, water, and yeast, you know, you make it yourself at home in no time, so we're going to start doing that.
Can you hear him?
There he is.
Good morning. I knew you were in there somewhere. It's KN4TFW.
Yeah, I got in here, and then I hit something on the radio, and it went to the whole group function, and I couldn't remember how to get it back out, so I had to play around with it. Hope y'all are doing all right this morning.
This is, you know, I'm driving back into the office finally. I had my back surgery 3 weeks ago today, so, yeah, just healing along.
Work today for 3 more weeks until next vacation.
I'm very glad to hear you back on the road, and, Ken, glad to hear you back from vacation.
Hi, July, Andrew.
I lost her feet.
I was just asking how you spent your weekend over the holiday.
A whole lot of anything. Ended up going fishing with my buddy and didn't catch a thing. But, you know, it's called fishing and not catching, so, I mean, that's all right. But other than that, it was just spending time in the pool and then shooting off fireworks. But, I mean, it was a pretty good weekend.
We sat around and we made food and ate it most of the weekend, so it was definitely a fun weekend at home with the kids. We played Monopoly and watched TV and movies and made food and whatever, so it was a fun time at home.
Thank you when you're busting out the board game. We always think we should do it more, and then we just never do.
In a way.
You had to pry the kids away from their video games, but sometimes you just have to force it.
Sudden all the cars in front of me were getting over in the left lane, and there's a moped in the right hand lane, no lights.
By the
him on the news tonight.
Our South Carolina required tags and insurance on that stuff. Those mopeds were everywhere.
Oh man, Cadillac.
Seeing how many of those and e-bikes there was down there in St. Augustine.
E-bikes everywhere down there.
Couple from Johnson City, there they got a big motorhome, and they just pulled the trailer with e-bikes and little mopeds on it, and they just rode around like that.
I was looking at an e-bike for commuting to work because it was, you know, like 30-something miles each way, but then I moved, and now I'm 86 miles away, and there's no way I'm doing that on an e-bike.
I was just looking into them, thinking about it, and then, man, they got so many different classes and different kinds, motors in the rear wheel, the motors down there by the pedal, and there's just so much stuff to look at.
What's your price range you can think of?
Got one, it would be one of the ones where you could, if the battery died, you could still pedal it. You know what I mean? You got to pedal it a little bit at least, and the motor assists, and you got to tell the motor how much you want it to assist.
E-bike is going to let you pedal it if the battery dies, but yeah, there's three different classes. One of them, you know, is pedal assist up to like 20 miles an hour. That's the one that they require in Europe. And another one is pedal assist up to 28 miles an hour. And then that's the main one here. And then there's another one that's throttle based, where you don't have to pedal at all. And a lot of municipalities are banning that because they want to make sure that you're actually having to use, you know, some of your own power, not just make it effectively a motorcycle. So yeah, so those are the three. But yeah, the pedal assist up to 28 is, I think, a class 3, and that's really the most common one here, I think.
KN4TFW.
On Amazon, they can do whatever you want that don't conform with any of those classes, and nobody really says anything.
Get to it and unlock it to go full speed.
And it worked for me several years ago, who built an e-bike, and yeah, that thing would go like 40 or 50 miles an hour.
When I was in high school, I got up to 50 mile an hour on an old Huffy 10 speed going down that. We rode up 25 going down that last hill there, that Gap Creek. And, man, the road was just one of those paved with gravel and tar. Man, that old front wheel was just a shaking.
50 on a road bike before, and even on a bike that's designed for racing, it's still pretty scary to go that fast on a bicycle. The Tour de France over the weekend or a little before, and yeah, some of the mountain descents that they do, they're, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour down some of those.
You can order some funky ones off of Amazon, little e-bikes, and they're not overly expensive, not like the nicer ones.
In the one with wider tires where you can ride it on the beach some.
Lakewood, it's this little bitty, man, it's a small little bike, got small tires on it, but it's, you know, just tall enough for an adult to ride on, and they fold up. I thought about buying something like that for the camper to keep in it.
Is any of those that got like a regen system on it that, you know, when you coast it, it regen?
A neat feature.
Where the pedals were forward, I see that seems to be the style now, where the pedals are forward of the seat.
That before.
Stop to stretch out a little bit.
Crazy traffic here at 290. Just some left lane camper and a charger, and a lot of people are getting really pissed with them, so I'm trying to get out of the way.
How if you didn't have somebody like it?
Left lane, and he goes to pass me, and he just gets right next to me and stops, and just camps out right next to me for like a couple of miles, and so everybody behind is like getting really pissed off, and like flying around on my right and whatever else, so I'm just like, I'm gonna get over. Passed that left lane camping law recently.
But good luck getting somebody to enforce it.
The problem right there, it's in effect. You can't, you know, the if you're not passing, you have to be in the right lane. But, yeah, like Ken said, you got to be able to enforce it.
And, ours took effect July 1st. And, yeah, so, again, you're right. Nobody will ever enforce it, but it's a nice gesture.
I get on my wife all the time because she likes to ride in the left lane no matter what. And I'm like, you know, the law says you got to move over now. And she'll finally get over it. This parking lot, I'm going to lose a repeater, so... Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you later. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Good day, be safe. We'll chat with you later. WTJKT.
Have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
No traffic at all.
I went a week without it, and it's like, man, now I'm back in it. But yeah, if you headed down 95 and that, you almost have to camp out in that left-hand lane. That right-hand lane will beat you to death.
Actually also passed a minimum speed law that if you're more than 10 miles under, they can pull you over on an interstate for that. So that's welcome as well. But, again, it probably won't ever be enforced. But, maybe.
Down 26, we just almost to Columbia. And there's a darn, I don't know, a dump truck. He must have had some kind of issue or that. But he's only doing like 35 on the interstate. Man, he had everything all blocked up.
Yeah, a lot of the speed limit signs here at 85 have been upgraded to call out a minimum speed as well. I just passed one that said speed limit 60, minimum 45, so at least there's that.
Difference between 45 and then passing somebody at 70.
By the airport now, so it's starting to loosen up a little bit, but that whole stretch by 290 for a couple miles north and then like south down to the BMW plant. It's pretty nuts in the morning.
It's terrible about any time of the day. There's a section there on the northbound side, like at the, I don't know, 66. And then for some reason, every afternoon, it's all backed up, but there's never anything there.
Same way around, you know, exit 42 to 46, somewhere in there, 48. It always gets super backed up on the northbound side. Of course, the southbound side, the dumpster fire all afternoon from the airport all the way down to Augusta Road or something like that.
Something I ain't figured out yet. I ain't Googled it, but on I-16 headed west out of Savannah, on the first few interchanges or entrance ramps and that, they had, you know, big gates they could close so you couldn't get on the interstate.
my place is I know in Atlanta they have lights that meter how fast traffic can get on the interstate to try to relieve congestion. So, you know, you get one car per green, and, you know, they can speed up or slow down the rate at which they allow cars on. And it makes a big difference. It really does, just to, you know, slow down how fast cars can get in. Oh, man, I just got smacked by a rock, and I think it's probably, I'm looking for the crack in my windshield now. Number three, I'm going to be pissed because they've already replaced it twice.
When I was out there in Colorado, it's amazing how many headlights and windshields you go through out there.
And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, people just can't keep their rocks in their truck, you know. I don't know. I don't get it.
Things where they just don't enforce the rules.
That's, you know, a lack of people who care. You know, they just don't care, and that's all there is to it.
Coming back from Darlington one day, and we're cutting through the country, and a truck hit a rock, and it, man, it hit, smacked Susan's windshield on the Jeep. Of course, it's vertical anyway. Man, I thought it got shot.
And, yeah, I can definitely, I'm still looking for the crack. I know there's one somewhere. It's just too dark yet, and I still can't see it, but, yeah, there's no way that didn't break my windshield.
About a 3-inch diameter impact zone. It looked like you hit it with a baseball or something.
Yeah, this one's going to be smaller. The last time, they replaced it twice, and then I got a chip that they were able to repair, and, Maybe I got lucky this time, and it'll just be another chip that they can repair. I'll have to get the sun up and see where I can find it.
KN4 TFW.
Under black hole, standby a second, WTU JKT. I definitely wish I could just be fully remote, but, yeah.
Well, where a lot of companies are trying to get away from that, making everybody come back in.
Common, it's their way of doing layoffs because they figure if they can make people quit, they don't have to give them severance. So a lot of companies are forcing people back into the office to make people quit.
That makes sense.
Good approach ever since the pandemic. So we're, you know, you were 3 days in the office at minimum. You know, and of course, more or less, you know, managers, you know, we have total discretion over, you know, what our people do. So, you know, I try to get in the office 3 days a week, and I expect, you know, my people to come in 3 days a week. But if somebody's got something going on, I never complain about, you know, if they need to work at home for a whole week or if they want to go and, you know, visit family and work remotely for a week. You know, I don't really care about that. So I'm pretty flexible about it.
On one of those bicycles where the pedals are more forward of the seat.
Is that a thing now?
I see a lot of them like that, and where your feet are kind of more out in front of you instead of straight down. I just wondered what the advantage was.
Bicycles where you're sitting down and your feet are you're really low to the ground and your feet are in front of you. And I know Giant, you know, when I was living in Philadelphia working at the bike shop, we had a bike that Giant made that was kind of like midway, but it was very unstable and they only had it for a couple of years. But, yeah, I mean, the recumbent bikes are the only ones I've really seen that have the pedals out front.
Maybe 6 or 8 inches forward of where the standard bike would be.
I'll see what I can make of it, because I'm sure there's a reason for it. It probably has to do with, like, comfort. I know that, you know, bike geometry is very important for, you know, joints and your back and whatever else, and I know that a lot of people that have back problems will get a bike where you're sitting a little bit more upright and, you know, steeper seat tube angle and stuff like that. So, yeah, not sure. I'll have to look into it.
Somebody that had one, he said you can't, with that kind, you can't really stand up and pedal, you know, like you would when you were doing a power stroke going up a hill or something.
I just almost completely lost the repeater. I wonder if I'm going through a little shadow here.
Yeah, I was just saying that I was talking to somebody that had one, and he was saying that He couldn't stand up and pedal it because it was too far forward.
Yeah, pedals out in front, it's supposed to make it a little bit easier to climb, so maybe you don't have to stand up.
Let me hit this gate. Hold on a minute. KN4 TFW.
Crack in my windshield. Maybe I got super lucky.
Awesome. But I'm going to let you go. Hope your back gets better and they get your doors fixed where they're easier to open. And I look forward to maybe catching you maybe tomorrow. KN4 TFW. Have a good one.
Great day, too. Probably Wednesday before I try to drive in again, give myself a day of rest. But yeah, hopefully run into you then. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.